welcome to this podcast message from Kingdom Faith.
Thank you, Jesus. When you see the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord your God and the priests who are Levites carrying it, you're to move out from your positions and follow it. Then you will know which way to go, since you have never been this way before. Then Joshua told the people, consecrate yourselves, for tomorrow the Lord will do amazing things among you. Just bring yourself before the Lord now. Just consecrate yourself afresh to Him. God led His people, the Israelites, by His presence. Follow the ark. Follow the presence of God. Follow where God is and where He's going. And we want to follow His presence now, today, in our lives. We want to follow Him where He's going, where He's working, how He's moving. And as that saturation of His love that He's releasing this morning, because everything that He wants to do is expressed in love. In Galatians 6, He said, nothing else matters except faith being expressed through love. Faith is the dynamic of life, the power, the authority that gets released, but God wants to express that through His love. A people of love, a people who belong to one another. People who are living for one another, serving one another, loving one another. And in that, there's a fresh consecration, bringing ourselves before the Lord, saying, Father, we want to go in a way that we've never been before. Your word says, consecrate yourselves, because you've never been this way before. So just consecrate your heart, your mind, your emotions, your will, your body. If you're married, your marriage. If you've got kids, consecrate your family afresh. All your friendships and relationships, just bring your life under His consecration right now. Your home, your finances, everything that you have, everything that He's blessed you with, everything that we're stewarding in our lives. Father, we just consecrate our lives, our hearts, our minds, our bodies, our emotions, our spirit, everything we have, our money and our homes, family, everything, Father, we just consecrate ourselves afresh to You this morning. Father, we recognize that our lives are not our own. You've bought us with a price. But You want to take us in a way we've never been before. You don't want to rewrite history. You don't want to do anything you've done before. You want to do something totally new and fresh and take us in a place, in a way we've never been before. So, Father, firstly, I just surrender afresh to You. I don't want to lead by experience. I don't want to lead by what happened yesterday or the day before or last week or last month. Father, You give fresh manna, fresh bread. You are the living water. There's something fresh every day. At Your banqueting table, Your word, Your life, Your spirit that You feed us with, You feed us on, that You lead us by. And Father, I thank You. You want to raise us up as a people of the Spirit, a spiritual people who know You, how to walk in Your ways, how to be led by Your Spirit, how to hear from You, how to be led by You, Father, a sensitivity in our hearts and lives to Your voice, to your thoughts, Your heart, Your heartbeat. A people not just of faith, but a people of love, clothed with You. Just inviting, Father, would You take me on that way that I've never been before? Just inviting, Father, take me on that way I've never been before. And maybe just pray as somebody who's part of the church, Father, take us down a pathway in a place we've never been to with You before. We thank you for everything you've done in this last week, month, year, or many years ago. We thank you for the history. We thank you, Father, for everything you have done. But we thank you for what you are doing and what you're about to do. And Father, we want to embrace you today in a fresh way, in a new way. We want to embrace the days ahead, knowing that there's new things, there's new times, there's things you're going to do in us, but your things you're going to do through us, and the way you're going to move in our locality, in our nation, and beyond, Father, to see the tide, the turning of a godless society, Father. We thank you that you're raising up a holy people. You're raising up a people with a heart after you, a people that are consecrated, a people, Father, with a heart not to judge and condemn, but a people coming with mercy, grace, and love, a people who are living in a way that serves you and honors you. But we're here to serve those around us, to serve our community, our region, our nation, to see your kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven, to see a turning around of the trends that are going on in society, what the next generations are growing up in that's normal. Father, we thank you for a turning of the tide in that society, in our society. But start with us, Father. Start with us. Let us be the people you've called us to be. Let us be a people with a heart after you. A heart after you, Father. And a heart for our friends, family, neighbors, our community, our region, our nation. Not one that criticizes and condemns or has an opinion, but Father, one where we go to our knees. Where we go to our knees, Father, on behalf of our friends and family and region and nation. We go to our knees, Father, because we see with your eyes, we see the need, we see the brokenness, we see the heartache, that you hear the cries, and that we would begin to hear those cries in lives where they don't know who they are, they don't know what gender they are, they don't know who they are, they have no identity, they're trying to find it in something, somewhere, trying to communicate that with words. Father, would you do something in our hearts where we go to our knees on behalf of our generation, our society, our nation, Father. Father, would you soften our hearts? I can't pray that for everybody. Father, would you soften my heart? If you want to pray that for yourself right now. I can't pray we prayers. I can only pray an I prayer. Father, would you soften my heart? Would you do whatever you need to do in my heart, in my life, Father? Would you change my perspectives? Father, where there's any hardness in my own heart towards people, towards a certain aspect of society, Father, would you soften my heart that I don't come with any sense of judgment, criticism, or self-opinion, but Father, I would come with your heart. Your heart to show mercy, love, grace, compassion. Jesus, 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 Jesus. Father, I just thank you that we increasingly become a consecrated people, where our lives are given over to you. Our lives, our schedules, our timetables, our what we do. We got free time, that we don't just fill it with stuff. We're here to serve you on earth. While we're here in these short years we have, there's things you want to do on earth as they are in heaven, and you've called us to be part of outworking those things, seeing those things happen. Father, I thank you, you grab hold of our hearts and lives in a fresh way, that we'd be caught up with you, caught up with who you are, captured with who you are, with your heart, with your mind, and with your purposes in a fresh way, that you would find us consecrated in our lives, not just in a meeting, but in every moment of our lives, as we seek to walk with you moment by moment, day by day. You would find us with a heart of consecration, a desire to be consecrated, set apart, wanting to serve you, honor you with our thoughts and our attitudes of our heart and the actions of our lives, in our relationships, friendships, and families, and workplace and every other place we're in, that we would live with such a sense of destiny. We would live with such a sense of destiny. I'm alive for such a time as this. God has set me apart, not just for him in my own relationship, but he's set me apart to be a witness. He set me apart to reach out to others. He set me apart to demonstrate, to show what it means to know Jesus. Father, I thank you that you're marking our lives at this time, in these days. You're marking our lives. Father, would you find us available? Would you find us open and willing? Father, would you find us hungry after you, sitting at your banqueting table, just feeding on you, feeding on you, feeding on you, but also filling as many doggy bags as we can get around us to take out there, to feed others with your life and say, look, see and taste how good God is. Taste and see how good it is so that we can bring them to your banqueting table, Father, so that those that don't know you can sit there with us and eat and drink of you and be fulfilled, be satisfied, be healed, be set free and come into everything that you have for them, Father. Would you turn us inside out, Father? Would you turn us inside out, Father, as a church? Would you turn our lives inside out, Father? Jesus, 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 we thank you, we praise you, we honor you, we glorify you. We thank you that you're not here to bless our plans. We're not here to ask you to bless our lives and just do stuff for us. And you're not here to serve us and we've got a big cosmic God that's here to serve us. No, we're here to serve you. We're here to bring you glory. We're here to honor you. And in that process, yeah, we'll get blessed and you do things in our lives. But we're here first and foremost to serve you, to bring glory to you, to honor you. We're here for you and your purposes, not the other way around. We're here to line up with you and to serve you and to honor you. So, Father, as a church, Father, we want to be here to serve you, not for you just to serve us and for us to be blessed. What can I get out of him? But us to say, Father, how do you want us to serve you? How do you want us to be led by you, to bring you glory, to see your name lifted high, to see others come to know you, to see you work powerfully in our lives, in our region, our nation? Father, how can we serve you and honor you? How can you bring glory to your name through us as a people? How many of you want to see that happen? An amazing kingdom principle is as you sow, you'll reap. As you give, you receive. And that's how we live our lives. As we sow our lives, he gives back. There's an amazing couple of verses in 2 Corinthians 4 we've been reading this week where Paul says something phenomenal. He's talking about the way their lives are given over for the people, for the purposes of God. And he says something like this. He says, in our death is your life. And it's like he's saying, as the guys traveling with him on his team and all that kind of stuff, he was saying to the Corinthians, saying, as we seek to live dead to ourselves, denying ourselves, as we seek to live dead to ourselves, because of that death, life comes from that death, and you receive all that life. And this might sound a bit weird or to understand, but it's like God said to me, he said, Clive, he said, the secret place with me is a place of death. And I was like, Father, I get that. I know it's a place of life. And he says, yeah, it's a place of this. Because when you spend time with me, you're dying to all the things of self. And you're saying, Father, I'm yours. Father, I surrender to you. I give myself to you. You are Lord of my life. How do you want to lead me? What do you want to do? It's like you're taking up that cross when you're spending time because you're denying self. You might want to go and do this or that or the other. But in that place, that secret place of death, death to self. The Bible then says when you pray, go into a place on your own and pray quietly. And what you do in secret will be rewarded openly. And that doesn't mean we'll look great in front of others. But what's done in secret, that dying to self, it then brings life to those who we go to. Because in that death of self, the life of Christ rises up. And as we live in that way, it's the life of who he is that then comes to those who need that life. Whether it's those around us, brothers and sisters in Christ, or those that need to be reached to come to know Christ, it doesn't matter. But as we say, God, I want to live, literally like you're saying this to God, I want to live totally in this way to you, God. He says, in that death, in that taking up your cross daily, life is released. Jesus said that a kernel of wheat has to fall into the ground and die. And if it doesn't fall into the ground, it doesn't die, and therefore it stays, it remains only a single seed. But if it falls into the ground and dies, and it then multiplies, it becomes many seeds. And God is speaking over our lives at this time. Much fruitfulness, much fruitfulness, much fruitfulness. And God's not saying, I want to make you a better you. He's saying, I want you to live, taking up your cross daily, so that it's my life that rises up in you, so that it's Christ in you, not you becoming a better you, but Christ in you. And you find your identity, your life, your fullness, your joy, your everything is found in Him. Your flesh says, I don't want to die, but your spirit says, yeah, come on. Lay it all down, lay it all down, lay it all down, lay it all down. And in that laying it down, life gets released. Life comes, life comes, life comes, life comes. It's a weird word, isn't it? But there's something in you that goes, yes. So, Father, we want to be a people that live dead to self, denying self, as it were, but alive in Christ, alive in you, alive in you. How many of you want to live like that? Anybody else in here, you want to live like that? It's a walk, it's a walk, it's a walk, it's a walk. It's not, well, I died and now I'm just, you know, it's a walk. Jesus said, didn't he? Take up your cross daily. So it's a daily walk, a daily walk. Father, we thank you. We praise your name. You are mighty. You are awesome. Let's just lift our hands to the Lord, shall we? We'll just do the blue cards at this moment. People, prayer requests. Father, we just lift every person to you. We lift ourselves to you. We take authority over every sickness, every need, every negativity, everything that doesn't line up with your word, with your purposes. We command those things to come down around from people's lives. We break off every bondage, every addiction, everything that's captivated hearts and lives in a negative way. We break those off people's lives now in the name of Jesus. We command sickness to go, disease to leave, cancers to go. Every condition, physical, mental, emotional condition, we take authority over you right now. And we command you to be gone from people's bodies, go from their limbs, go from their blood, go from their bodies, go from their lives. We command health and wholeness and healing into people's bodies now in the name of Jesus. Whether in this room or somewhere else that we're praying for, I command health and wholeness now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. We're not putting up with any sickness or disease. I command health and wholeness. Father, I thank you for the release of your salvation. Salvation, 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 salvation into our family members, our friends, those we're praying for, those we're believing for. Be saved, be healed, be set free in Jesus' name. Father, we thank you for your favor on our lives. We thank you that we live in your favor. We go in your favor. We walk in your favor. We thank you. Your face is towards us. It shines towards us. Just maybe lift your hands and lift your head up. Look into heaven, as it were. Like Jesus, when he got baptized, he came out of the water, lifted his hands. The Holy Spirit came on him. Father, I thank you for that fresh baptism of your Holy Spirit, afresh on every one of us as a people, as a body, as a church. Your living water just flooding, overflowing in every one of our lives, Father, in every one of our lives. The richness of your life, the richness of your life flowing, 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 flowing in every person. Father, I thank you. These are breakthrough days. These are breakthrough days. These are breakthrough days. Thank you. These are breakthrough days. These are days where you're saying to your church, come on, church, I've called you to be my bride. I've called you to be my army. I've called you to be my family. I've called you to move with me. There's things I want to do, things I want to come to. I've called you to move with me, and there's no time to waste, no time to dawdle, no time to wander and ponder. It's time to follow me, to gird up everything on the inside of you and come with me in the way that I'm going. Father, I thank you that you're stirring your church. You're stirring us as your people. I thank you that no one's going to miss out the response to you. Nobody's going to miss out the response to you. It requires response. And as you respond, no one's going to miss out. No one's going to miss out. Father, we praise your name. We thank you, Jesus. We glorify you. We honor you. Come on, let's thank him, praise him, give him glory, give him honor, give him thanks. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. You are worthy. Come on, let's do better than that. Let's really just exalt him, magnify him. Thank you, Jesus.
Wow, isn't God good? Wow, there's a sound, isn't there? A holiness sound of joy. It sounds of love. It sounds of release. I'm just going to... Yeah, you can take a seat because I just want to share a couple of things from... Oh, do you want to bring it this way? Great. We just had an amazing 48 hours, was it? I don't just want to refer to it as a as a conference, although it was, but it was meeting with God. It was trying to find the words to, like, it was a move of God. It was what God is doing amongst us, not just a conference. It's what God is doing amongst us. She Belongs happened this weekend, if you didn't know. First of all, before I get into everything that God was doing, I just want to say a massive thank you to everybody that was involved in making this happen. So if you are serving or serving in any way, speaking, table host, whatever, media, worship, can you just stand up? Because I just really want all of us to just say thank you to you. Thank you. And I really mean that. So you can take your seats. Thank you. Because God, he's doing a new thing amongst us. Okay, so he spoke to us leading up to the conference about doing it different. Because when it's a new wine, we need a new wineskin, don't we? Okay, so God wanted it to look different, be different, involve more people. Okay, so we involved a lot more people in terms of ladies that were sharing their testimonies, their stories, their overcoming stories. More people, we did it around round tables. So instead of sitting in rows like this, where people can sit on their own, round tables, no one can be on their own. You're facing one another, you're next to each other, everyone's included. And it was God was, it was doing a work of belonging. Okay, so we had to change how we do it to enable God to move, okay? It took a lot of work, a lot of organization. It looked like organized chaos half the time. Katie, bless her heart, who was carrying the vision for this conference, her baby was taken into hospital a week ago. So she's been in hospital this week, not able to be involved in the practicals, which was probably right, because she needed to be with the Lord. bless her, we were to and fro from the hospital to have meetings. So the key people leading and carrying this conference, we didn't even meet together before the conference happened. Three of us were at the hospital the night before trying to sort stuff. We had so many people come that we had to split some of the table hosts from one another. When we said to people, would you like to be a table host and you can do it with this person? God then changed all that and said, no, you've got too many people. You need to split them up. So everybody was facing some kind of fear, some kind had to overcome to do something we've not done before, me as well. God was in charge. He knew exactly what he was doing, and he was planning everybody. We fed everybody. The food was amazing. And there was a lot more people, a lot more organizing, a lot more people involved, and a lot more belonging at the end of the day. And God was doing a deep work in those interactions. People were opening up. We were facing fears. We were acknowledging stuff in our own hearts, acknowledging whether we did or didn't want to sit next to somebody or talk to somebody and all that, you know, real stuff. It's easy, isn't it, when you come sit in a row in a conference or a meeting. You can sit down on your own, not talk to anybody, not interact with anybody, not do body life. You can come on a Sunday and go again if you're not in a small group. That's not church. That's not what God's doing. So although church life isn't, we can't do Sundays in circles, which would be great, I think. We wouldn't get you all in. But we do have small groups. So if you want to belong, get in a small group and belong and share and do life. Anyway, moving on. The presence of God, the session, the breakout sessions where different ladies, we had 20, I think, about around that number, sharing in breakout sessions. Those sessions were amazing and deep and real and life-changing. And the deep stuff that God was doing, well, then in the worship, was just incredible, wasn't it? Yeah. It was just incredible. God just rocked up. But it's not like he comes from up here and rocks up. It's in here, isn't it? It's amongst us. He's at work. He's at work. So he could just love on us, powerful. Anyway, I want some ladies just to come up and share different stuff that were going on either in their lives or any table hosts have got testimonies, or some of the session leaders just to come up for just get it out there what God was doing. There was a freedom. There is a freedom. There's a release, there's a freedom. One of the things that God was doing, one of the things that God is doing, and I think probably the most powerful thing on the planet, is I was in Israel a couple of weeks ago, and we were at a meeting, and I was so ill, but we like dragged ourselves there. And it was where Jew and Arab were being reconciled to one another. And the Jewish believers in Jesus were at the front of the building, and this was a small group. This was leaders in across the Middle East, okay, across the Isaiah 19 highway, from all around all that region, Jewish believers, Arab believers coming together, and the Jewish believers at the front, mainly men at first, started honoring their Arab brothers, and they were loving on them, they were honoring them, they were blessing them, they were repenting and asking for forgiveness of how the Jewish people have treated the Arabs over the years. And then the Arab brothers would then reciprocate, and they were repenting and they were asking for forgiveness. And there was a lot of forgiveness going on, a lot of healing going on, a lot of reconciliation going on. Then they got the women up. And it was so powerful because God got the Jewish women to stand and represent the wife of Abraham, Sarah, in the Bible, where they obviously came, that line came from. And they turned to the Arab women and they repented on behalf of how Abraham's Sarah, treated Hagar and Ishmael, and how she rejected them. And God was healing deepest wound on the planet. The deepest wound on the planet between brothers. When that's healed, the whole world's going to change. When God gets his family back, when he gets his church back, when he gets his brothers back, one new man. It was happening, it was powerful. And we were there for a reason. The sound in the room of deliverance from rejection. A deliverance. God wants to deliver every single one of us. Deep rejections, deep hurt, deep pain. We can be brothers and sisters together. The women, it was a deeper level, and God was doing that this weekend. When God gets hold of the women, because out of our mouths we can build up or tear down. We can build our families up. We can build our men up. Come on, guys. Get your act together. Or we can tear it down. Women play a massive part in what God is doing in these days. On the Azusa Street revival it happened in LA in a massive conference a couple of weeks ago. If you didn't see it, try and get it online or on God TV. The man leading that was an intercessor, and it came from a place of prayer. It wasn't just a big gathering, lots of music. It was from a place of intercession for the church in the United States to get reconciled with one another and with God. And he set himself to reconcile with the black churches, the native Indian churches, the Catholics. They were all there. They were all praying together. They were kissing one another's feet. They were honoring one another. It was powerful. That's what God's doing. Where we honour one another, love one another, choose to work together and not avoid one another. You know, when we have hurt and pain in our lives, we will do everything. We move mountains to avoid. And God's moving mountains so we get reconciled in this earth. That in this room we can get together, and in this town we can get together, and in this nation we can get together and see God move. Amen? It starts with our own hearts, where we're free to run together. We're free to run into what God has for every single one of us. One testimony, the reason we got different women involved, some of you want to come up and bring testimony? Great. Think about it while I'm reading this. The reason we got different people involved, in this testimony, there was about six different ladies involved in this lady's breakthrough. Because of the different sessions we were happening, because of the fun sofa session that we're happening here, where words, prophetic words are spoken over people that set them free. This one, I'll read this from somebody in our congregation. She had favour, first of all, to get the Friday off. So if you want to come next year, ask God to move so you can get the time off. She said, I knew I needed to be at the conference. I wanted to feel like I belong in church again. I felt disconnected. Felt disconnected and I wanted to leave, but I knew I had to stay. The sofa sessions with the raffle tickets, theological, doing things by lots, and amazing gifts. Anyway, the sofa session raffle tickets, I told God I'd like to be picked as a sign that I'm a part of this and that God would show me. I said to him, though, that I realised that wouldn't happen because of the number of people here. She was the first one to be picked. She said, it was so powerful. Sally and Sarah prayed beforehand, got words of knowledge for different people, and whoever won the raffle ticket came up, got their prize, and then they would give these words. It was so powerful. So she was picked first. Word for me was spot on, encouraging, because I felt like I've had enough and want to walk in my promised land now. Come on. She got a gift of a purple candle, which she said was so right for her. Friday evening, Jane said about entering the promised land. Then to cut a long story short, in worship, I had a vision of me and Jesus dancing at our wedding. He said I could go on and out knowing he had made covenant with me. I'm holding it right out here. People laugh at me when I do this so I can see it. He said I could go on and out knowing he had made covenant with me, marriage vows. I couldn't move on into the vision. And told God I needed to hear the words of his vows to me that I know he would never break, unlike ones broken by my earthly husband. That's when Suki stood up and read the marriage vows. It was so powerful. I now feel able to step out and on. Amen. Amen. It's brilliant. We had an art and craft session upstairs. We had a couple of ladies speaking on that first one, hearing God. And then you could go upstairs in the afternoon and paint or draw or do whatever you felt God was telling you to do. This lady, she went to the hearing God group and later upstairs to the creative arts. I was struggling to draw a bird, an eagle. It had to be an eagle as I wanted to go higher. An hour later, I picked up a letter from the floor mat at home. Pulled out a card with a picture of a soaring eagle and the words, I'm going to take you higher than ever before. It was just giving space for God to just speak in lots of different ways. And the women were so encouraged, had so many breakthroughs, so many healings. So any testimonies? Yeah. Sorry, Katie, come on. I'm Nikki. Come on.
Yeah, it was just such a powerful time. It was just so wonderful. I was a table host and I also did a parenting seminar. But first of all, I just want to say thank you, ladies. One of the testimonies from my table was they were watching us women, which is quite scary, really. But they were watching all us women with badges and they said to me, you really love each other. You take care of each other. And all these little babies, you just pass them around and you trust one another. And that was a real witness to them that actually, yeah, we do love each other. We are there for one another. But my ladies on my table, they just had such an amazing time. And it was so exciting to be part of their journey as well. They were just buzzing from the seminars. One young lady said, I came expectant, but God went further than I could possibly imagine. And that was just, you know, it was just so lovely to be able to sit and chat with them and talk with them. And then yesterday when they were leaving, I went and said goodbye to them and said, it's just such an honor. And they were like, they're throwing their arms around us all and saying, we just had such a great time. Thank you. And so these ladies really appreciate it. Yeah. And just a bit of testimony from our parenting seminar. We had to do the same thing on each day, which I kind of thought I was doing it with Janet Dyke and Seren, and we called Julia in as well at the last minute, which she didn't know, but she stepped right up and it was just amazing. So thank you, Julia. But yeah, it was just really powerful, just the real practical things of everyday life that but although we were doing the same thing, each day was completely different and God did something completely different. The first day was, we had lots of all the little babies seemed to be there. So it was quite fun. And yeah, it was just a real privilege to be able to share what we've learned and mistakes we've made. And hopefully we imparted something. But the next day was real deep stuff. There was some real deep work going on. And we prayed for a lady. And it was just seeing the breakthrough in her, knowing that she could go out equipped. And yeah, it was just really powerful. So thank you for letting us serve. But also a quick plug for any ladies who want to belong. We've got a lunch on Wednesday, so for preschool mums, so please come and belong with us. God's got something really powerful.
Okay. Excellent, thank you. Okay, quick. Sorry, can you make it quick? Sorry, because we've got other stuff to do. Thank you.
Sorry, I'm finding this really difficult.
Yeah, I just really wanted to share. I had an absolutely amazing time on Friday and Saturday on the tables. The feedback from the women was brilliant. It's the best conference yet. They just felt like they belonged. I had people come down on Saturday from my old church in High Wycombe, and they just had an incredible time. We were a bit of a noisy table, I was told, but in a good way. But they just wanted everything. They were so hungry. Their expectancy coming was hunger, and they just got so much. They split off and went to all different seminars. So it was absolutely incredible. We have some amazing women in this body. And just quickly, a personal testimony for me. I went to several sessions, the lost one, and I just asked Jane to pray for me at the end about, I so wanted my joy back. I so wanted that supernatural joy. And she just kept praying and saying, let go, let go. And I was finding it really hard to let go of some stuff, but I've let go, and I'm just really, really full of joy. And I just want to say one thing, because I didn't go to the prayer sessions that I normally would have gone to, because I thought, oh, that's my thing. But I went to two different sessions, and I went to Sally's session, and it was absolutely incredible, because it was like splitting the prophetic down into such simple terms. But there was one thing that she said, and we had to come up with what the name had. God had the name for us, and God said to me, victory. And actually the name Nicola means victory in the Greek. It's victory and people's triumph. So I am a victorious one. And you know, I may not have been around lately, but I'm back, so watch out, devil.
Brilliant. Thanks.
I was a table host, and so I ended up with all the Crawley guys, and it took it to a new level. By the end, by last night, we were like a gang. We were just walking around, and we didn't want to leave each other. There was just something new, a new level of how much we belonged to each other. So the gang will be meeting again tomorrow. So that was lovely. Then I had the privilege ever so quickly of leading with Jane's sister the seminar on loss. And we blew death out the water. We blew it out the water. We are not frightened of death. And it was a really, so many ladies were ministered to. And of course, Jane came to my seminar.
Because we belong to one another.
We belong to one another. So just putting that out there. And then finally, just very quickly, last night in the worship, it tied it all together for me, because yes, we belong together, but there are people out there lost who belong to us. And for me, that tied the whole conference up. And as we were singing, you know, in the name of, what was it, Jay? In the name of Jesus. Yeah, no other name, but I forget ever so easy. But anyway, we were putting it out there, and every member of my family, each sentence was coming up, and there was this new sense, they belong with me. Yes. Amen. And I just want to put that out there. We belong here, but they belong here with us too.
Yeah, brilliant, mate. Thank you. Quick. Yeah, thanks. Helen's got to come up.
Yeah, okay, come on.
Okay. About 30 years ago, I got saved, and God gave me a lot of words and moved powerfully. And about 20 plus years ago, God gave me a word when we were at Rothy. And yesterday, I saw that again, and they showed a video of these Roman soldiers, centurions, with their, you know, their shields and their swords and everything, and they created like an armadillo effect where they all came in together. And I'd seen that many, many years ago, and God said that's what the church is to be. So I was very encouraged to see that. But Katie gave a word, and she gave a word that there were people here that some had got their shields down and some didn't have their armor and some felt weary, but some had their shields, they had their swords, and they were fighting and they were going forward like warriors, but they were alone. And that was me. And I've been walking in a battle and knowing that God's given me the grace to fight and to stand and to go forward. But when you're alone, Katie said that the arrows can come in sideways. And I knew that I felt wounded and I knew that I wanted to be whole. But he's given me a vision. He gave me something many, many years ago. And he said, go forward, go into it, no matter what. So I said to people recently, I'm going limping. You know, even maybe like Jacob wrestled with, because I'm going with or we're limp, but I'm going. And Katie got us to link arms. And God had given me that again, an image before, saying that, you know, when we join arms, if one falls down, they can't actually fall to the ground because you're holding them up. And when I saw that there, I really picked up, and God was speaking to me just now, that the leader of the group of that Roman army was not out the front on their own. The leaders were with the army. They were in that group. And as much as we individuals, some of us have been hurt with our journey we've walked through misunderstandings and people misconceive and don't perceive, perhaps don't know us. It's in the knowing. And when you join arms, you get a sense what's going on with the person either side of you. And we prayed for the person either side. And I just believe God is saying to us as a body as well, these people, our leaders, need that love, to know that they're a part. You know, they're not just leading out the front, but they're a part of us, that together we belong.
Thank you, Mo. Thank you. Helena. Yeah. Yeah. Father, we just thank you. Oh. Yeah, you. Helena. Oh, sorry.
Yeah. I just wanted to say to you that I wanted to honour you. No, well, I might.
Everyone else is crying up here. So.
I've been crying for the last half hour. I just wanted to honour you and say that you dug the well.
Yeah.
Okay, because right. you've had to give this up and move on. But I just wanted you to know that you dug the well.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Brilliant. Thank you.
No, please.
Okay. All right. Yeah, so we're just going to move on. Helena's going to share, and this is great because it follows on so amazing. Helena has, you know, been involved in Streetlight. She's going to explain that. An amazing work, and it is reaching out is of what's in her heart, God's heart for people. An amazing team, and this is about what God does in us to then reach those that really desperately need him. So, Helena, over to you.
Thank you. Thank you. No, I'm not going to cry. But this, before I go into the street, I just wanted to say I don't really have words to describe what was going on in me over the last 2 days. I saw Caroline at the end and we had a moment. For me, it was the fulfillment of so much. And I just see you guys going to a whole new level here. And I'm still part of that. We're still part of that in London. But it was just such a tremendous, tremendous joy. Yeah, I would like to talk a little bit about Streetlight, and then we're going to do a presentation of some certificates to our Horsham team, which I'm going to ask Pastor Clive to come up and present. But before we do that, I just wanted to, we're going to give you a little bit of an update for those of you who know about Streetlight, which formed in 2012. And for those of you who've not heard about it, just a little bit about the issue. If there are any children in here, we are going to show a short clip which can say a lot quicker and a lot more than what I can in a few minutes. So if there are any young children under the age of about 12, then probably good to just remove them for this clip. And let's go straight into looking at this clip. Thank you.
And really appreciate everybody. Have a great time of fellowship. Meet some people you haven't met. Buy somebody a coffee or a drink or whatever. And we'll see you during the week. Small groups are kind of launching back in this week. And so have a great week. We'll see you next weekend. Come expectant. Bring somebody with you next week. Who are you going to invite? Who are you going to bring? And let's see what God does in our lives over the next few weeks. Amen. Bless you. Have a great afternoon.
Thank you for listening to this Kingdom Faith podcast. We trust it's been an encouragement to you. For more information and resources by Kingdom Faith and for our other audio and video podcasts, please visit kingdomfaith.com.